Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is live. I bet Clint got power. I bet Linda got power. I mean, one of the real kick of the nuts, Clint's father-in-law has a high, a well-put-together generator situation. I mean, he's got the one built in the home.
Yeah.
And he slipped into power. He slipped into power like 2 days ago. That's all right. That's all right, Tyler, man. I'm happy for you.
I appreciate it, man.
I'm not
going
to lie to you. I will be honest with you. The first time I saw that text, I just said, damn.
I get that.
Like this thing is rough. By the way, 713-572-4610. Please text in. Let me know if you don't have power.
Let us know where you're at too. What part of the city?
I do, Tyler. I do want you to give us an update. Let's get the latest update. We'll do that at each top of the hour today. The latest update where it is. I know we're well under a million people out of power. I think eight in the 800,000s. The last I saw on that, but earlier this morning. But we'll keep you updated on that situation. There are people letting me know that in my neighborhood, in my area, they have gotten power. So hopefully that does come back. But we are on day five with this thing.
It's frustrating, man.
I'm in a decent spot, right? I got the generator, got a window unit, even had the air running yesterday for about 6 hours to cool the house down. So I'm in a better spot than some out there, but like this thing gets you to get crazy. Like I walked outside about 8 last night, and I saw across the street my neighbor had like lights up in the yard, like in ground lights that lead up landscape lights.
Yeah,
I said, oh, that's probably what they called landscape lights. I said, oh hell, so. And I went and knocked on the door. I said, you got power? He said, nah, man, those are solar.
Ours are like that, too. Solar. Yeah.
I said, damn, boy, I thought we had it. I thought I was ready to switch the generator off. But no, man, it's good. We're still getting through it. Day five, hopefully, they get things cleaned up. Before we get going, Tyler, what's the latest? What's the latest numbers you're hearing right now from CenterPoint and the power outage?
Yeah, looks like there was an update just a few minutes ago, 1:59 p.m. local time. The latest numbers here, customers still without electricity like yourself show 847,300 people still struggling and trying to get that electricity turned on. CenterPoint does report they have restored power now to 1,400,000 people since Hurricane Beryl made landfall.
All right, see people texting in. Tombo. Spring, Cypress still without power. I'm out in Siena. We are some is starting to come back in terms of power. Max Bowl and Humble just flipped on, so there you go.
That's our guy Derwin.
There you go, Derwin. There mm-hmm. you go. So yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. So those out there, hopefully you get better. We'll keep that at the top of every hour. At the top of the hour, we'll give you updates on where it is. And like you said, we've had two storms push through the last 2 days that potentially may cause some issues with getting people on quicker. So we'll keep you updated on that. But last night, the Astros get a sweep. Watched some of it this morning. Was able to see it once I got in to get some internet. They win the game. A couple of things caught my eye. I want to get here before I pin a question that I want to throw out to you and the people. By the way, Clint is out today. Be back, I think Monday. I think all of us. Hopefully, Monday we're all in here together and things feel much more normal. But Astros are 3-0 in the old Jake Bloss, Blair Henley starts.
How about that?
Now, ain't nobody going four innings or more than four innings.
Fact.
We know Blair struggled, but they have won all three of these games. And when you think about the struggles that the Astros have had, the tight races that they're in right now in the wild card, and now two back because the Mariners, they've suddenly got hot, won three in a row with the Astros. Still remain two up in that division. Hey, that's big,
because huge.
Many of those games they have not pitched well. It's not like, hey, boy, they pitched well. Like Jake gave you four innings coming off injury, solid. Gave you a shot in those four innings, two runs. But they're 3-0 in this, and I gotta be honest. The other thing that caught my eye is just how awful that entire Miami Marlins outfit is.
Dude, I told my dad that last night. I said, man, this team is bad.
I've watched all of these teams. It's interesting. They have played the Astros. We've watched, I think, the three worst teams by record and just by eye test are the White Sox, the Rockies, and then this not Florida, but Miami Marlins team. I think the Astros have won all the games but one. I think the White Sox got them for one. They won two out of three in that. They just swept through the Marlins, and they swept the four games against the Rockies.
So yeah, 7-0 against the Rockies and Marlins.
They've taken care of business, so 9-1 in those 10 against those sorry-ass teams. I mean, they are straight doo-doo. And I've watched them all with the Astros. I've watched the Royals have played all three of these teams. I think the Marlins might be the worst. How many did they have? They had like three wild pitches.
Yeah, man.
In that one inning.
At one point, it was like both teams with that aspect. Like both catchers were just letting these balls get by them over and over and over.
Hey, they had their wild pitches.
Yes.
They just got Joey to third base just by wild pitches and just milked a sack fly to put a run on the butt. And then somebody came in just casually. Well, I don't know these. I just know Jazz Chisholm. That's the only Marlin I got right now because Jazz Chisholm. By the way, if Brian McCann, who I'm be honest with you, I know he's an Astro. I can't stand him. But if Brian McCann, former Astro, was catching, he'd have tried to fight Jazz Chisholm. Did you see Jazz Chisholm's home run, his trot, and everything he does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. My man, hey, he takes his time. Bat flip. He goes to third base, does the Euro step at third base, does the
second
thing.
Homer of the series. He was filling himself.
He was filling himself. Brian McCann would have been standing at home plate. You remember when Brian McCann did that to the late Jose Fernandez? The Marlins, like, he was a great Marlins pitcher. He passed away in that boating accident.
Yes.
He was a pitcher, hit a home run against the Astros, and Brian McCann was so upset. That he stood.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? Oh, my God. Astros fans.
Man, it's a pitcher. You can't get mad. Let him
Astros
have it.
Oh, you can't get mad at nobody. There is nothing that anybody could do. He would have fought Jazz Chisholm. If go back and look at that, I know Astros fans are listening. When Brian McCann, you can't even back up Brian McCann. Maybe Clint's Uncle Forrest may do that. But Brian McCann stood right there and wouldn't let him cross home plate. Stood right there.
Those unspoken rules of baseball.
He did it to... Who was another Astro. He wasn't an Astro at the time. Carlos Is it Gomez?
He was Yeah.
Gomez. He did it to him. He did it to him. Brian McCann. Oh, Brian McCann was. Go look it up.
I gotta look.
Brian McCann was the I am the baseball police guy.
Wow.
I'm gonna stand. Yeah, he stood in front of home plate. Wouldn't let him cross it. Going off, just barking at him as he
those
was coming
unspoken
around.
Rules are funny,
he
man.
He was the lamest. Oh, I could not. I sports hate Brian McCann. And if you're out there living in Houston, Brian McCann, and hopefully you have power, but you can call 713-572-4610. I won't mind hearing from you, Brian. That was absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, they're awful. That guy who casually just dropped that fly ball.
You want to hear that?
You got that? Let me.
I bet it.
I bet Blum just laughed at it. I mean, it was ridiculous. Just casually, just a routine.
Literally.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I got Trey catches that 9 out of 10 times. He's 10. I know he does. He underhands it, whatever. Let me hear. I didn't even hear them.
John off the end of the bat. Skies one into shallow right center. Coming on Jesus Sanchez. And he drops the ball. Sanchez had a long run, and then he played it off to the side and just didn't close the glove with that blue glove. That'll be an error on the right fielder.
I mean, they are.
It was bad, man.
There was a grounder. That guy who is a big fellow. His name matches him perfectly. Burger at third base. Altuve hit a grounder to him.
Did not put that together.
He couldn't put that together. I did the whole way. But the worst part of the Marlins all the way, and I do want to get to this question, is. You see their home run celebration hat?
But I'm struggling to remember.
They look like they found that on the side of the road in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it's not even. I mean, it's like a Hispanic Cuban just.
Oh right, hat. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
But that, I mean, it looks like it's been ran over by a golf cart.
It's been through it.
I'm like, come on, guys.
It's got character.
Like this is the best. This is the best that you have, the home run celebration. Everybody's got to put this stupid thing that somebody just...
that garage sale?
That thing, yes, it looks like it has dandruff in it. It looks like... I mean, that thing... I said, that... Ooh. Like, that matches how good they are. If you watched that last night, saw the stupid home run...
Lice crawling around in there.
...celebration they have, I said, oh, my God. Look, who the hell... Like, somebody's got to be out there and say, man, we got to do something else. We got to wear it. Somebody get a chain or a necklace or at least get a new hat.
Some prop. Like, I hate the stupid trident the Mariners have, but that's better than some nasty-ass hat.
Well, at least somebody has thought about it. Literally, they look like they took a bus ride from Miami to Tampa to conserve the flight. They took a drive, and somebody's pulled over to get gas in Fort Lauderdale and was like, ooh, look at that hat. Hey, let's wear this.
Hey, I'm going inside. Y'all need me snacks? Oh, and I found this hat.
Yeah, Jazz, because he's the only Marlin I got. Go clean it real good. Burger, go clean it. Go clean that thing real good. So ridiculous. All right, this is the question I have. All right, we are 3 games away from the All-Star break, and the Astros have made a hell of a run to get to this point. 5 games over 500. There is no way nobody in their wildest dreams could have seen this, you know, a month ago, month and a half ago. What they have done to get here, 2 games back in the West with 3 to play against the Mariners after this All-Star break concludes. This is my question. And 713-572-4610, jump in on this. Tyler, you can jump in as well. What's the grade you have for Captain Joe Espada right now? What's the grade right now? First half, first year, it's been up and down.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
We have seen probably the worst play from the Astros in the last decade, and we've seen a hell of a comeback to get to the point that they're in right now. What would you grade Joe Espada, the manager, after his first half? Listen, I would say it's very impressive, and I'm not going to not give him any credit. He deserves credit. He's the man leading them. When they were somewhere 7-19, he was leading us, and I was crushing him because it was well-deserved. All right? They had the best record in June, and they have continued to roll their 5 games over 500, 2 games out. He gets credit for that. So he is his last month plus – his team has responded in some way, and I got to give him credit to that. I would still, Tyler, even with the last month, I would say I got Joe at a C plus. I got Joe at a C plus.
Hey, C's get degrees, right? That's what they say.
Okay.
He's passing.
I mean, you know, C's get degrees.
My mom would be pissed though if I brought home a C.
Especially if you with a team that has World Series aspirations before
and seven straight ALCS trips.
Yeah, you know, a C is not great, but a C plus.
Right.
I think he's because I'm going to tell you, a month and a half ago he was sitting pretty with an F. That's too much. He was sitting pretty with a good D. Because you got to give the injuries, something. And listen, I don't poo-poo this at all. The Astros have taken advantage of this week's schedule. But the way they were playing, Tyler, it didn't look like they were going to take advantage of any kind of schedule. I mean, it didn't matter who they were. They were losing to bad teams. They were losing to good teams. Now, I think it'll be interesting to see what they do once they start playing better teams like the Mariners coming out to shoot. That'll be one to watch. But I got to give them credit, man. You don't run like this. I threw in the towel. And listen, I'm gonna stand by it. All right, but I won't just go down with the sinking ship.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
I will acknowledge what I'm seeing. But it looked like it could have been over.
Month and a half, man. That was more than rough.
It was. He looked like a bench coach. Now I still don't believe that Joe. To me, even this last month, Tyler, it hasn't been anything that has spun me around to say, all right, Joe, I'm gonna stop referring to him like Joe is really building into this. He's got better.
Yeah,
he's
but
learning
he's
learning on the job.
Yeah,
but I'm still not in a space of
he's managing his ass off.
Like, hey, here it comes. No, he still to me looks like a number two.
It's not ideal.
He looks like number what was it, Austin Powers. He looks like number two.
Thank you, number two.
Yeah, he looks like number two. Still to me, we'll see. But I got to give him credit for responding from the text line. Ron, he gets a fat ass, and that's PHAT fat, AZZD. This no bunting in certain situations is going to bite him in the ass from the text line.
That's like league wide though. I can't hold that aspect. I get what the texter's saying, but the game really, the league the last couple of years, you just don't see as much small ball like that.
Yeah, they don't want to give away
because of the numbers.
Outs. Don't want to give away outs and want to have big innings. Someone texted in a B minus. Because of the start of the season and how they came back, that person goes with a B minus. All right, that's fine. B minus. I'm in the C plus range. We're in the same range. Where are you at, Tyler? What do you give Captain Joe Espada? I want to hear from the people on this. 713-572-4610. We'll open up phone lines. Let's hear some people. We'll hear from the people. Where do you grade Joe Espada? Three games out before the All-Star break comes in. They are two games back as they sit going into this three-game series against the Rangers. Where do you grade him?
Yeah, the way you just laid that out, I'm right in line with you, Ron, on a lot of that. I'm pleased. I think we all are with the way the Astros have been playing on this heater they've been on. Espada has been a part of that. To what degree? I don't think a ton. Like I said a second ago, it's not like
so
I've...
So you just don't think a ton.
Yeah,
huh?
I don't think I've watched any game and at the end been like, damn, like Joe Espada just managed his ass off that game. Like he just... That was big time. But he has improved. He has vastly improved comparatively to what we saw to begin the year. So I'm in that C-plus
range.
You're
in a deal of has his guys started to play and they improve, or is it him who's improved? I get that.
It's a great question.
But, I mean, he's had a lot of his guys out, right? Like, you didn't think Trey Cabbage was going to be having to get at-bats like this and Jake Bloss and bullpen games, so... I gotta give him a little bit more. Right. I don't know how much it is him, but it's got to be. Coming up, let's hear from you. Phone lines are open. We hear from the people. 713-572-4610. What do you grade Captain Joe Espada as we're nearing the first half end? What do you grade him up to this point? We'll continue as we are running and riding live. Right here on the draft.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. As the Astros yesterday finished off that sweep against that horrific Miami Marlins team. They made the playoffs last year. That Miami Marlins, I mean, they...
Can you put it that way?
They just, I mean, Skip Schumacher, manager of the year last year. I don't know why I know who the manager of the Marlins is.
You have a lot of knowledge like that, just random stuff.
I don't know why I remember him winning the manager of the year. But, I don't know that I've. I mean, I guess there's not just 1-2-3 Cancun, because that was 1-2-3 Arlington, or and none of them are going. I mean, I guess somebody is. By the way, can we end that archaic rule? Like that, every player, every team has to have a representative. No, I don't think
it does seem silly.
No other sport does that anymore. No, like no one was screaming and saying, the Charlotte Hornets have to have a representative at the NBA All-Star. Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
Who do we need to see from this Marlins team? Who do we need? And it's always a reliever taking somebody's spot. So, whatever, I digress. All right, I want to hear from you, 713-572-4610. Phone lines are open. You can text into simply this if you're just coming in late. AC, I'll get to you. Jeremy, we'll get to you as we're on The Drive. Clint's out today. He'll be back Monday. Hopefully the whole gang is back and everybody has power in the whole city. We'll keep giving you updates at the top of each hour on that. But this is the question. As we are three games away, one series against the Rangers before the first half ends, what grade would you give, as we call him here, Captain Joe Espada, the manager, what would you give him in the first half? A lot of ups, a lot of downs and ups, I guess you should say it that way, with this team this year. What grade do you give? I don't know. Someone in text, I said, Tyler, what grade did you give? You gave a soliloquy. I missed
it. No, I said I'm with you on a C+.
You're a C+.
Yeah, right, so I couldn't get quite to a B, but a C+.
We're a C+. Someone text in, Gus and Katie, our guy, goes C-. Someone text in, he was given a sack of potatoes at first. Was he? Really? Pitching, Altuve, Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Verlander, Framber.
It sucks.
Abreu, Presley, Hader. I don't have to say sack of potatoes. I mean,
big scam.
You saw a sack of Idaho potatoes on that field yesterday. that's a sack of potatoes. I mean, he was at least giving some potato au gratin, like homemade. I mean,
what is that?
Oh, potato au gratin?
I've never heard that. Little,
are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, I've had it and didn't recognize that.
It's like the sliced potatoes that you kind of put them in the oven.
I love that. Yeah. I've just never heard it called that. Yeah. I call them just, when I make them at home, I call them just roasted potatoes. Yeah, put some rosemary on there.
Yeah. I mean, he was giving something. But he said, the texter goes on to say, pitching staff with the first and second year starters, no Verlander and Tuck. He says it gives him a B+. All right. Entitled to your things, C+. I think you got to give him credit as we gave him fair blame at the beginning. You got to give him credit for where it is right here. Jeremy, jump in now. Listen, callers, I want you to be a part of the show, and we discuss this a lot. Sometimes it puts a dent in the show. Let's go, bring it now. Come on, Jeremy, AC, anybody else who's calling in, let's go. We need you today, Jeremy. What is your grade? What's your grade for Joe Espada in the first half?
I'll give that man a solid B. I mean, you got to think, he was shoved Jose Abreu down his throat to start the season. I mean, that's like starting with nothing at first. Then with all the starting pitching, and from where we started to where we are, we're over 500. You get that man his credit.
No, he gets his credit. Solid B. And I think what you said off the top, Jeremy, appreciate the call, is kind of something what you talked about, Tyler, like, was he shoved Abreu down his throat, or was he also a part of wanting to believe in Abreu? Because, yes, I think, and I'm with you, Jeremy, I think there are decisions that, you know, he don't, at the very least, Tyler, get to make on his own.
Right. Like, I mean, you knew your first baseman was going to be all offseason, all spring training. Like, if he was being shoved down his throat, then, I mean, he had all that time to be pushing back on the powers of B and say, hey, man, I need a first baseman.
And T, and I could even hear him say, all right, man, well, we're making the lineup together and people want to see him in the lineup, so I got to keep putting him in the lineup. But if he shoved down your throat, you ain't got to go to the podium and just say lies.
Yeah, great point. he defended him over and over again.
Like, yeah, if I were the manager and he was, I would keep saying, hey, man, I believe in him. I'd find different ways to say things without taking him out, but I ain't gonna put myself out there and just say, hey, man,
like what I'm seeing from him,
level of swing is getting quicker.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
He's really coming around,
swung and whiff on 88.
He's down in Florida, we're loving what we see.
Yeah. So somebody said a Z-. I think that's a little strong.
A Z?
Yeah,
like the last letter of the alphabet. That's not a grade, man. Come on.
I mean, I think they're really putting emphasis on
I mean, at least give him an I, incomplete.
Get an I. All right, AC, jump in. What's your thoughts? What's your grade for Joe Espada?
Yeah, man, y'all are being too harsh on him, man. You got to go through growing pains as your first year as a head coach, right? So that's exactly what he was doing, going through, you know, growing pains with the pitching. Pitching's been sus. Abreu, you know, now we got him out of there. We're winning, you know, we're kind of up and down throughout the beginning of the season. We're starting to win more games now. I just think it was growing pains with Estrada. He's kind of figuring his team out now, you know, and then with considering all the injuries too. Come on now. So we considering the injuries, and I say growing pains for a first time coach, I give him a B. You still got to make your adjustment throughout the second half of the season for sure. Hopefully we get Verlander some pitching back, and then we'll go from there. It's not how you finish, guys. It's how you finish.
I said C+. You said B. We ain't that far apart.
But y'all, come on, man. Y'all are giving more negative than positive. Y'all got to consider he's a new coach. Come on now. Brand new coach.
I appreciate the call, AC. See right there. That's my proof. AC, you heard the negative. Is it me? You heard the negative. I came out. I said, I gave you both.
I mean, give him an F.
I gave you both. I came out and said, hey, you got to give him credit. All right, they've had injuries. What they've done in the first half, they've responded to him. And so I said it.
Yes, and those ideas.
I haven't even been specific on his negatives.
Those two concepts, though, don't have to be mutually exclusive. Like, we can understand this is a first-year manager for the Houston Astros, but we can also understand there have been moments where Joe Espada has not been good, and maybe that's okay because he is a first-year manager, but it's still not good.
Like, I would just say this. I think I think, Tyler, a C-plus is really good for a guy who came in and took over a team that has made it to seven straight ALCSs, who has World Series aspirations. And yes, there have been injuries. This team has had them before. And yes, there have been issues, poor play, poor starts. This team has had it before. But I think a C-plus for a manager who I would say, more times than C.J. Stroud threw interceptions last year, looked like he was completely in over his head.
Yes.
Like he looked lost.
100%.
He looked lost multiple times. In over his head on multiple occasions. I think a C-plus is pretty good.
Yes, dude. I was just about to say, man, my sophomore year at Texas A&M, I was begging for a C-plus in any of my classes. I would have loved a C-plus. I bet Joe's good with a C-plus.
Yeah, I think it's good. Now, we'll see. Now, if you're saying I'm being too harsh, AC, because I said I still think my man is a number two, I'm sorry, I do. I do. I think he's a number two. I do.
Your number two.
We'll see until he proves me wrong. Now, if you know me and you've listened to me the last 4 years or even beyond, which some of you have, you know if I get new evidence, I will come off the fold like I did with Jake Myers.
He's fine.
He's a fine player. He is.
He's fine.
By the way, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That was fun, man. I love to hear it. I love the grades. I see them. Like, yeah. Stop coming off on these Z's, guys. That's different.
God, that's silly.
And we got we can't have somebody text in a Z and then somebody else text in sack of potatoes. Like, we got to stop with sack of potatoes now. Like, hey, listen, as you've heard me say, I have seen a sack of potatoes. Okay, I've seen guys shower in their full uniform for good luck. That's sack of potatoes. That's how bad they have been. The Astros weren't dealing with sack of potatoes when Joe took over. All right, coming up. This is my, I'd say my ultimate test. And Tyler doesn't even know the answer to this. I didn't even allow him to know it. But this is my ultimate test for the Houston Texans. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Clint Sterner's out today. The Drive is still live, though. You got your boy Ron and Tyler Milner in the building. We appreciate the good conversation we've had. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, good to see you. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't even seen the people on YouTube and Twitch. I've just been trying not to chance my internet, to be frank with you. But I see you on there. I see you on there as we're having a good time. Tim Warmack gave him a C-. Love to see that. You can get with us and see us and respond there on YouTube and Twitch. Those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610. Potatoes au gratin are thinly sliced and baked with butter, cheese, and garlic.
Okay.
I like when I got a little burnt.
Oh, yeah, a little crisp.
A little crisp. I was just looking up here on the TV here in the studio. And LeBron was at the ESPYs and presented the award to Robin Roberts for the Arthur Ashe Award, I believe, for courage.
Yeah.
God, his hair looked so good.
Did it?
It looked so good. Like when he's got a chance to get that thing shampooed and
take his time.
And really have the barber put in work and add all of that black ice. Because, I mean, it's got to be a lot of it. Like it's got to be the same level of black ice left on the pillow that James Brown, the host of, not the singer, but the host of NFL on CBS. There's nobody who uses black ice the way that. And if you're wondering what black ice, friends, many of us African-Americans who get their hair cut and don't want to just live with what it is that they really have. They want to try to fill it in. Close, but this is here. This is a fill in your line. And then when you got areas of that line that kick back, they want to cut, and it's thin. You fill that in with a little bit of black ice. Now, it should be subtle. Just to know, it's just going to get you through a day. This is going to be a day. Like, if you're going to be married.
So it's like duct tape.
Little wedding. Like, yes. Like, if I could have it back, I had a little spot on the left side of my head.
Like Clint?
No, the left side of my line. I had a little spot there that I wish that I had my barber on the day of my wedding hit, put a little black ice in there to fill that area in, and then it goes. Because when you go to sleep, you're gonna rub it all off. It's going to rub off. And yeah, LeBron's hair, it looked real. He had it at a good height. It was low. You could see, like, I mean, his line was straight across. His line's not been straight across for years. Like, LeBron, like, if you go watch LeBron at the beginning of a game, he is ready. Like, it's good.
So
he starts in there. You let LeBron get a couple of runs up and down the court. It's gone.
So the black ice thing you're talking about.
You were familiar. Good. Questions. Ask questions.
Well, do the white folks out there that struggle with this problem, is there like any kind of comparative, like
Clint,
comparable thing?
I think Clint uses it in a kind of black ice where he sprays it in to fill in that hole.
Okay.
This is more across your line.
Gotcha.
This is more like the lineup is it makes the cut. And when you, and sometimes the barber's just like, I can't get to that part because you ain't got no hair right there.
Damn.
So let me fill it in. Let me fill it in with a little black ice and then bam. Yeah, someone's Carlos Boozer. Go look up Carlos Boozer in black ice. Not just the Nerf ball head that he had, but he
that went, might be the worst.
He
I've
went
seen.
And tried to do it. Like, you can just see it.
With those Bulls days, man, there were some nights where I was like,
white
damn,
ice.
Man.
There you go, white ice. Yeah, but it's a rough one. But nah, man, he looked good. If he could stay there, boy, I know if he had a white pillowcase last night, that night, boy, that thing was absolutely just. I mean, looked like a Sharpie was run across it.
Like it came down the chimney.
Yes, charcoal. He must have pulled something off the pit with that pillowcase.
Did you have this on your exhaust, sir?
There you go. All right, this is my ultimate test for the Texans, Tyler. And I'm going to say this right now, and I mean this. Now, many of you for 4 years have given me hell, and that's fine. Because you're not from Houston. You're not Houston. Go back to where you came from. You're not really Houston. You don't know.
Said, oh, damn. So
now I'll be damned. I'm not taking that anymore. Not after this week. You kiss my ass. I've hurricaned. I've popped my hurricane cherry. I am still sitting here without power. All right, I've lived it. I've got a generator. I've helped people like Judy. I have been helped. By neighbors, I don't know. I hurricane without power, storm like this, sitting there watching your trees, praying to God it doesn't lean that far over so it don't knock over your fence. That's Houston, damn it. So I will not accept it. I have been here 4 years. Don't you do it? All right.
Yeah, if you weren't already, you are officially a Houstonian.
Now don't give me that.
living through this.
Now just because I don't full on. Root and they're not my teams. First off, I'm not alone on that. Tyler's dad doesn't root for the Texans.
True.
He roots for the Titans. And I know many of you all that text in and tell me I'm not Houston are probably Cowboys fans. I'm just saying, you know they live here.
Weak ass Cowboys.
There are a lot of people that live in Houston that are from Houston that are Houston that don't cheer for all the teams. All right. So, damn it, I don't want to hear that.
100%.
Someone text in, Ron, you are Houston. Don't let these haters say this BS. You ain't lying. Much money as I'm giving to this damn city. Shoot. Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear that again. Now, with that being said, Tyler, you know who I'm a fan of. You know who the football team is that I live and die with. All of you do. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. And
I'm jealous now,
they are, I would say, the gold standard of the NFL right now. They are the team that's on top that people are chasing. And I do this all the time. And I tell myself, all right, I look around the league and I say, who scares me? I'm sure Texans fans do that, but like Astro fans, you have been on the top, so you know how this feels. Well, not A&M, but other fan bases around here have had great success that knows what it feels like to be at the top. Like you do this yourself. All right, who scares you? And I've been asking myself the question, Tyler, do the Houston Texans scare me? As a Chiefs fan, as a team at the top that's trying to do something that no team has ever done before, win three straight Super Bowls, do the Houston Texans scare me?
The arrow's pointed up.
I will tell you this, Tyler. The team at the very top that scares me on a scale of 1 to 10 to a 10 is the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow scares the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. I think that is very fair. Very fair fear.
Their team, there's no fear from that team towards the Chiefs. They scare me.
Burrowhead.
The Buffalo Bills, 4. Josh Allen can sometimes win games on his own, but for some reason, when a game matters, they just can't beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, 6, 7, 6, probably a 6. Somebody's going to mess up. But I've been asking myself, the Texans, do they scare me? If the Bengals are a 10 and the Bills are a 4, Tyler, what do you think the Texans are? For me as a Chiefs fan, at the top, where do you
think? The Bengals are a 4. What was the other one?
The Bengals are a 10. The Bengals at the very top, they scare the hell out of me.
Who'd you have as a 4?
I think the Bills are a 4. Yeah. I've got the Ravens at like a 6. The Niners, 9. The Niners, 9. The Niners, with all of their talent, scare me.
Texans. In your mind?
In my mind, you think the Texans scare me?
I think they might, but not. I think you probably got them at about a 7.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah?
That's really close.
Hell yeah.
That's really close.
I'll take that.
We'll have to see. It's a bit incomplete. CJ Stroud scares me. I think. I say I think because the Jalen Hurts thing.
Are we going to get your flowers?
Jalen Hurts coming into last year scares the hell out of me. And then Jalen Hurts. Then we saw him after the Super Bowl. I said, this dude here, man. After the Super Bowl that they played the Chiefs in, I was like, ooh, this Jalen Hurts dude. Like, he got in the game, the biggest game, and I don't think he outplayed Mahomes, but he played right there with him. His stats were better. It scared me. Then he came back the next year after everybody got tape and film on him, and then he didn't look the same. So CJ scares me because CJ Stroud straight up has that. He's got that Mahomes in him.
God bless, brother.
And when I say Mahomes, I'm not saying the talent, but to the late, great Terrez Paylor, what he would say is CJ Stroud has the over my dead body game.
Ooh, I love that.
Where against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, over my dead body, you're going to win this game.
One of my favorite games against of last season.
Cincinnati Bengals, over my dead body, you're going to win this game.
You're getting me hyped,
he's got,
bro.
Like, he's got, so I'm just saying, he's Let's got go. Some of that to where I would say if there was a game that mattered, and it was the fourth quarter, and it was close, I would not be feeling comfortable against C.J. Stroud.
Let's start the season right now, bro. I'm getting hyped in here.
D'Amico scares me. D'Amico and his mind, teams that have given the Chiefs trouble are not really teams that have great players defensively, but really have great game plans.
H-Town,
because Mahomes and Andy can kind of sniff through players and find ways to, but guys like Lou Anarumo, I'm sure I'm blowing that last name, but he is the Bengals defensive coordinator. He has given them a lot of problems, and I think D'Amico has the chance to look at and put together a game plan the way he did in that first half against the Ravens, where he shut their offense down. Now it got away from in the second half because they just quite ran the football and they just had too many dudes, but he's got some dudes now. D'Amico and CJ concern me. Like, D'Amico and CJ, I could see in a game in the fourth quarter scaring me. So I would say 6-7. I'd say 6-7. I don't want to disrespect the Ravens because I know at any moment if Lamar Jackson decides, hey, I'm going to just be Lamar Jackson, like there's a potential to be in trouble.
100%.
But no, I just – CJ Stroud looks like he is the game in the fourth quarter, you got that's an uneasy feeling. I don't feel that way with Josh. Like, I don't feel that way with Jared Goff. Like, I don't feel that way with other teams. But no, the Texans are there. The Texans, there is some fear there. There are teams that I think people believe can make a run. I have no fear. Like, I have no fear of the Dallas Cowboys.
Hell no, nobody should.
Like, I have no fear of the Detroit Lions.
That one's a little more interesting.
They're a good football team. I'm just saying I don't envision Dan Campbell and Jared Goff beating Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah, Goff's a problem for me.
Like, I just don't envision those two. Like, I don't. Can I see the scenario where D'Amico and his defense beat C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick, who has been on his thing? I could see a fourth quarter getting tight and C.J. having the ball last, and there's a problem.
By the kneecap off?
They're there. They made it. They're a concern. I'd still go with the Chiefs, but they're a concern. All right, coming up, we'll give you the latest update on the power outages. Tyler has power. I do not, and my wife has been home, so still don't have power. We'll look at the game last night. Jake Bloss, how'd he do? We'll discuss that. And that week one game, the Colts are talking again. The Colts linebackers are talking again. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Clint Sterner's out today. The Drive is still live, though. You got your boy Ron and Tyler Milner in the building. We appreciate the good conversation we've had. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, good to see you. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't even seen the people on YouTube and Twitch. I've just been trying not to chance my internet, to be frank with you. But I see you on there. I see you on there as we're... having a good time. Tim Warmack gave him a C-. Love to see that. You can get with us and see us and respond there on YouTube and Twitch. Those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610. Potatoes au gratin are thinly sliced and baked with butter, cheese, and garlic.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I like when it got a little burnt.
A little crisp.
A little crisp. I was just looking up here on the TV here in the studio, and LeBron was at the ESPYs and gave and presented the award to Robin Roberts for the Arthur Ashe Award, I believe, for courage.
Yeah.
God, his hair looked so good.
Did it?
It looked so good. Like when he's got a chance to get that thing shampooed and
take his time.
And really have the barber put in work and add all of that black ice. Because, I mean, it's got to be a lot of it. Like, it's got to be the same level of black ice left on the pillow that James Brown, the host of, not the singer, but the host of NFL on CBS. There's nobody who uses black ice the way that. And if you're wondering what black ice, friends, many of us African Americans who get their hair cut and don't want to just live with what it is that they really have. They want to try to fill it in. Close. But this is here. This is a fill in your line. And then when you got areas of that line that kick back, they want to cut and it's thin. You fill that in with a little bit of black ice. Now it should be subtle. Just to know, it's just going to get you through a day. This is going to be a day. Like if you're going to be married.
So it's like duct tape.
Little wedding. Like, yes. Like if I could have it back, I had a little spot on the left side of my head.
Like Clint?
No, the left side of my line. I had a little spot there that I wish that I had my barber on the day of my wedding hit, put a little black ice in there to fill that area in, and then it goes. Because when you go to sleep, you're gonna rub it all off. It's going to rub off. And yeah, LeBron's hair, it looked real. He had it at a good height. It was low. You could see, like, I mean, his line was straight across. His line's not been straight across for years. Like, LeBron, like, if you go watch LeBron at the beginning of a game, he is ready. Like, it's good.
So
he starts in there. You let LeBron get a couple of runs up and down the court. It's gone.
So the black ice thing you're talking about.
You were familiar. Good. Ask questions.
Well, do the white folks out there that struggle with this problem, is there like any kind of comparative, thing?
I think Clint uses it in a kind of black ice where he sprays it in to fill in that hole.
Okay.
This is more across your line.
Gotcha.
This is more like the lineup is it makes the cut. And when you and sometimes the barber's just like, I can't get to that part because you ain't got no hair right there.
Damn.
So let me fill it in. Let me fill it in with a little black ice and then bam. Yeah, someone's Carlos Boozer. Go look up Carlos Boozer in black ice. Not just the Nerf ball head that he had, but he went and tried to do it. Like you can just see it.
With those Bulls days, man, there were some nights where I was like,
"White
damn,
ice,
man.
There you go, white ice." Yeah, but it's a rough one. But nah, man, he looked good. If he could stay there, boy, I know if he had a white pillowcase last night, that night, boy, that thing was absolutely just. I mean, looked like a Sharpie was run across it.
Like it came down the chimney.
Yes, charcoal. He must have pulled something off the pit with that pillowcase.
Did you have this on your exhaust, sir?
There you go. All right, this is my ultimate test for the Texans, Tyler. And I'm going to say this right now, and I mean this. Now, many of you for 4 years have given me hell, and that's fine. Because you're not from Houston. You're not Houston. Go back to where you came from. You're not really Houston. You don't know.
Sit out, damn. So
I'll be damned. I'm not taking that anymore. Not after this week. You kiss my ass. I've hurricaned. I've popped my hurricane cherry. I am still sitting here without power. All right, I've lived it. I've got a generator. I've helped people like Judy. I have been helped. My neighbors, I don't know. I hurricane without power, storm like this, sitting there watching your trees, praying to God it doesn't lean that far over so it don't knock over your fence. That's Houston, damn it. So I will not accept it. I have been here 4 years. Don't you do it. All right?
Yeah, if you weren't already, you are officially a Houstonian.
Now don't give me that.
living through this.
Now, just because I don't full on root and they're not my teams. First off, I'm not alone on that. Tyler's dad doesn't root for the Texans.
True.
He roots for the Titans. Now, I know many of you all that text in and tell me I'm not Houston are probably Cowboys fans. I'm just saying, you know they live here.
Weak ass Cowboys.
There are a lot of people that live in Houston, that are from Houston, that are Houston, that don't cheer for all the teams. All right? So damn it, I don't want to hear that.
100%.
Someone text in, Ron, you are Houston. Don't let these haters say this BS. You ain't lying. Much money as I'm giving to this damn city. Shoot. Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear that again. Now, with that being said, Tyler, you know who I'm a fan of. You know who the football team is that I live and die with. All of you do. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. And now, they are, I would say, the gold standard of the NFL right now. They are the team that's on top that people are chasing. And I do this all the time. And I tell myself, all right, I look around the league and I say, who scares me? I'm sure Texans fans do that, but like Astro fans, you have been on the top, so you know how this feels. Not A&M, but other fan bases around here have had great success that knows what it feels like to be at the top. Like, you do this yourself. All right, who scares you? And I've been asking myself the question, Tyler, do the Houston Texans scare me? As a Chiefs fan, as a team at the top that's trying to do something that no team has ever done before, win 3 straight Super Bowls, do the Houston Texans scare me?
The arrow's pointed up.
I will tell you this, Tyler. The team at the very top that scares me on a scale of 1 to 10 to a 10 is the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow scares the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. I think that is very fair. Very fair fear.
Their team, there's no fear from that team towards the Chiefs. They scare me.
Burrowhead.
The Buffalo Bills, 4. Josh Allen can sometimes win games on his own, but for some reason, when a game matters, they just can't beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, 6, 7, 6. Probably a 6. Somebody's going to mess up. But I've been asking myself, the Texans, do they scare me? If the Bengals are a 10 and the Bills are a 4, Tyler, what do you think the Texans are? For me as a Chiefs fan, at the top, where do you
think? The Bengals are a 4. What was the other one?
The Bengals are a 10. The Bengals at the very top, they scare the hell out of me.
Who'd you have as a 4?
I think the Bills are a 4. Yeah. I've got the Ravens at like a 6. The Niners, 9. The Niners, 9. The Niners, with all of their talent, scare me.
Texans. In your mind?
In my mind, you think the Texans scare me?
I think they might, but not. I think you probably got them at about a 7.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah?
That's really close.
Hell yeah.
That's really close.
I'll take that.
We'll have to see. It's a bit incomplete. CJ Stroud scares me. I think. I say I think because the Jalen Hurts thing.
Are we going to get your flowers?
Jalen Hurts coming into last year scares the hell out of me. And then... Jalen Hurts. Then we saw him after the Super Bowl. I said, this dude here, man. After the Super Bowl that they played the Chiefs in, I was like, ooh, this Jalen Hurts dude. Like, he got in the game, the biggest game, and I don't think he outplayed Mahomes, but he played right there with him. His stats were better. It scared me. Then he came back the next year after everybody got tape and film on him, and then he didn't look the same. So CJ scares me because CJ Stroud straight up has that. He's got that Mahomes in him.
God bless, brother.
And when I say Mahomes, I'm not saying the talent, but to the late, great Terrez Paylor, what he would say is CJ Stroud has the over my dead body game.
Ooh, I love that.
Where against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, over my dead body, you're going to win this game.
One of my favorite games of last season.
Cincinnati Bengals, over my dead body, you're going to win this game.
You're getting me hyped,
he's got,
bro.
Like, he's got, so I'm just saying, he's Let's got go. Some of that to where I would say, if there was a game that mattered and it was the fourth quarter and it was close, I would not be feeling comfortable against C.J. Stroud.
Let's start the season right now, bro. I'm getting hyped in here.
D'Amico scares me. D'Amico and his mind. Teams that have given the Chiefs trouble are not really teams that have great players defensively, but really have great game plans.
H-Town,
because Mahomes and Andy can kind of sniff through players and find ways to. But guys like the Lou Anarumo, I'm sure I'm blowing that last name, but he is the Bengals defensive coordinator. He has given them a lot of problems. And I think D'Amico has the chance to look at and put together a game plan the way he did in that first half against the Ravens, where he shut their offense down. Now, it got away from him in the second half because they just quite ran the football and they just had too many dudes. But he's got some dudes now. D'Amico and CJ concern me. Like, D'Amico and CJ, I could see in a game in the fourth quarter scaring me. So I would say 6-7. I'd say 6-7. I don't want to disrespect the Ravens because I know at any moment if Lamar Jackson decides, hey, I'm going to just be Lamar Jackson, like there's a potential to be in trouble.
100%.
But no, I just – C.J. Stroud looks like he is the game in the fourth quarter. You got that's an uneasy feeling. I don't feel that way with Josh. I don't feel that way with Jared Goff. Like, I don't feel that way with other teams. But no, the Texans are there. The Texans, there is some fear there. There are teams that I think people believe can make a run. I have no fear. Like, I have no fear of the Dallas Cowboys.
Hell no, nobody should.
Like, I have no fear of the Detroit Lions.
That one's a little more interesting.
They're a good football team. I'm just saying for the I just don't envision Dan Campbell and Jared Goff beating Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah, Goff's a problem for me.
Like, I just don't envision those two. Like, I don't. Can I see the scenario where D'Amico and his defense beat C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick, who has been on his thing? I could see a fourth quarter getting tight and C.J. having the ball last and there's a problem.
By the kneecap off.
They're there. They made it. They're a concern. I'd still go with the Chiefs, but they're a concern. All right, coming up, we'll give you the latest update on the power outages. Tyler has power. I do not, and my wife has been home, so still don't have power. We'll look at the game last night. Jake Bloss, how'd he do? We'll discuss that. And that week one game, the Colts are talking again. The Colts linebackers are talking again. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.